Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello. I want to know what a charge on my card is.
I'll be more than happy to look into it. Bear with me just one brief moment. And your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Dolores Jackson, 6751 Cherry Bend, Canal Winchester, Ohio.
Thank you for that.
43110.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account shows that there was a purchase that was made for a Wi-Fi booster for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. I do understand 24 to 48 hours of that purchase. If the account was not canceled, then a $54.97 would apply to the account, and it would send a $125 gift card to the email to order more gadgets off the website. If you do wish to continue, it would be the same amount each month of receiving those gift cards for $54.97.
Okay, repeat that whole spiel, please.
Basically, that was a Wi-Fi booster that was purchased. The account was not canceled within a sufficient time frame, and the $54.97.
Okay, hold on. One moment. Okay, go back to that account. The account was not what?
Canceled in time.
Okay, the charge was $7.50. What was not? That was the shipping and handling charge. There was no charge for the item. At least that's what the ad said.
Right.
So what is the $54 for?
A gift card that was sent to your email.
Okay, I did not read anything about a gift card being sent in addition to the purchase for the booster.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you wish to continue, it would be the same amount each month. Do you wish to continue?
No, I don't. I want the $54 charge removed.
So we are able to provide you a 35% refund due to the fact that we did send that information to your email.
Okay, what was the email sent under?
DCandis1961@ac.com.
No. Your information. What is your information that was included in that email?
Okay, so the information that we sent to you is which was from the Wi-Fi booster company. That would be the email, which is support@trydirectdiscount.
Okay, just a moment. Just a moment. I'm writing that down.
support at try direct discount products with an S at the end
products.com.
This is all together.
.com. Okay, support@trydirectdiscountproducts.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, this. All right, I guess I need to go to see what this says.
Now, That email was sent out to you around the 24th of December, and you just recently received another email on the 24th of this month. Now, once again, with the account being canceled, we are able to provide you a 35% refund.
Okay, and 35% of 54 is what?
One brief moment, and I can do the highest refund we have is 50, and that would be $34.97.
Okay, 50% is 34 97. Okay. Is this the information that was included in the email that was sent under the support at TriDirectDiscountProduct.com?
That is correct.
Okay. I want to go and read that email, and then I'll call you back.
Okay, well, 3 to 5 business days for your refund to file back into your account and 24 to 48 hours for you to receive an email confirming the cancellation of the account. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready, or you can just wait for it to be sent to your email.
Okay, and which one of these discounts does this information you're giving me regard?
The cancellation of the everything will still be sent by through the same email. It will just be confirmed the cancellation and also the process of the refund, and your cancellation number would be along with that as well. It's just confirming the account is canceled.
Okay, I'm going to go look, and like I said, then I'll call you back. Give me that cancellation number just in case.
C as in Charlie. Then that's 258-801-924.
Okay, C is in Charlie, 258-801-924.
That is correct.
All right, I'm going to go check out the email, and then I'll perhaps be calling you back.
All righty.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling customer service. Your account is canceled.